The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Big time CBL matchup here on KMTA here from Frankfort as the Wildcats take on the Centralia Panthers. Jarrett Slubby with you, another edition of high school basketball here on Kansaland Radio. Panthers enter this one 8-6 overall, 4-3 in TBL play. As for Frankfort, they come into this one ranked number 7 in the newest KBCA poll. They are 11-3 on the regular season and 6-1 in TBL play. Well, Centralia defeated Frankfort already. That was the TBL Tournament Constellation Bracket semifinal. And the Centralia team, well, they started the season 5-1, but since then they have lost 5 of their last 8. They're looking for a big-time win here tonight. Beaters had 18 points in their win against Troy on Tuesday, and Kramer, she had 11, Haverkamp had 10, and they scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. Beaters on the season averaging 16.5 points per game continues to be one of the league's elite scorers. She was last year, she's doing it again this year. 4.2 boards per game as well, shooting 37.9% from the floor and 33.3% from beyond the arc. And as for Lena Haverkamp, she is averaging 8-5. Pretty solid secondary player for this Panthers team. Hoping she has a big day today as well, shooting 31% from the floor and 22% from beyond the arc. And, well, feels like the season just started yesterday, but Centralia, after tonight, just 6 games left in the regular season. Hard to believe that. Centralia averaging 41.7 points per game while giving up 39.3. And meeting the Frankfort Wildcats, as mentioned, they're number 7 in the state in Class 181. They've won 3 games in a row. They're going the opposite direction of Centralia. And it all started back in Waubunsee when they won that early preseason, well, I guess technically mid-season tournament, but it was all the way back to their second, third, and fourth games of the year that they won to win that Waubunsee tournament. And they ended up starting the season 7-0. And it's all thanks to Hattie Gross and company. She is leading the team with 14 points per game and 6 boards. Sydney Walk is back. She's fully healthy. They missed her during the CBL tournament. As a result, they got stunned by Washington County, the 10th seed in the tournament, even though they were the 2 seed. But she's back. She's healthy. And this team is a lot better when she is playing. She's averaging 8 points, 5 boards. And as for Breely Ebert, she's a fantastic rotational piece. She can get you 7 points per game, which is what she's averaging. She also leads the team in rebounding with 7.1 boards. And Emma Hardwick, she is this team's Swiss Army knife. She can score it with 7 points per game. Also has 5 rebounds, 4 steals, 4.3 to be exact, and 4.1 assists. So she can really do a little bit of everything. As for Frankfort, their season is ending sooner than Centralia's, as they have just 5 games left. They're averaging 48.5 points per game and 32.1 opponent points per game. And when they win big. Average margin of victory is 26.8. Let's go ahead and step aside for a couple minutes. We have our national anthem. They will announce our starters and have our tip-off. You're from Frankfort, here on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Here we go, Centralia in Frankfurt. Wildcats won the tip, and we are underway wearing their white on white. Top of the key from pass from Gross to the corner. Here's Hardwick, the ball for the first time, spinning. Passer defender Tatum Kramer into the corner. Drive and kick, far side wing. On the floor is Greeley Everts. Top key catch for Hardwick as the screen goes to her right. Driving right side, kicks it out of the corner. Driving baseline. And stopped by Kramers. Stolen away by Lena Haberkamp. Lena Haberkamp, Jaden Wells, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Cora Thompson, starters for Centralia. Sydney Watt, Greeley Everts, Emma Hardwick, Karen Parthamer, and Hattie Gross for Frankfurt. Shot no good for the Panthers. Gets the offense rebound, kick out to Dieters. That one's no good for three. So for two on this possession, but another opportunity on the offensive rebound from Tatum Kramer. Peters thought about trying again from the far side wing. Jump stop, kick, near side wing. Jaden Wells, the senior, will hand it off to Peters. The super sophomore gets bumped, and she'll shed it. Pull for three, and she gets it to go. Off the dribble, tough jumper for Owen Peters, and we have our first score of the game. Owen Peters, one of the most pure shots in this entire league. Always fun getting to do games with her and the Centralia Panthers. Lob inside for Wap is too high. It's stolen away by Haberkamp. Come back the other way. Trying to capitalize are the Panthers. These are three straight away. That one's off the left side. No good from Jaden Wells. Another offensive rebound from Lena Haberkamp. Dieters is going to fire a hesitated three. That one's a little too strong. And that looked like she saved it, but they're going to stay out of bounds on Cora Thompson, the freshman for Centralia. Bringing it up for Wildcats is Emma Hardwick. Pass to the near side wing. This is to Ebert. Ebert gives it near side wing. This is to Gross. Into the corner. Back to Ebert. Dribbles to the top of the key. Just off far side elbow. Kick into the corner. That's for Emma Hardwick. Now whistle on a double dribble, another turnover from the Wildcats. Sydney Woff and Taryn Parthamer haven't been getting very many touches here so far. 3-0. Centralia with the lead, 5:45 left to go first quarter. Peters into the corner on the dribble, gives it to Haverkamp. Single will score Wells to come and get it. Peters goes from corner to corner, makes the catch, dribbles towards the middle of the floor. She stops, so she gives it up to Wells. Goes to the far side away for Haberkamp. Drives, pulls up jumper, 12-footer, no good. Offensive rebound again for Thompson. That one's no good on the putback. And another offensive rebound by, this is Tatum Kramer. Haberkamp, top of the key, pass far side wing. Another try for Dieters. This is a fourth of the game, and she knocks that one through. So Dieters is now 2-for-4 for beyond the arc, and it's 6-0 Centralia. Frankfurt just trying to get a shot off here. And they cannot. It's another turnover. Haberkamp with the steal. Going the other way. One-on-one fast break. Layup no good. And a nice rebound. Coming up high to get that one was Emma Hardwick. Ella pass up ahead to Sydney Watts. Dribbles to the near side of wing. Coach Everett calling out the play. Three ball off the pass. That one's off the right side. No good from Hattie Gross. Long rebound for Lena Haberkamp. Haberkamp averaging 4.8 rebounds per game, already has three. Dieters goes to work. 4.5 now left to go, opening quarter. Pass the far side wing for Haberkamp. Short corner. Nice lob, but tripping and falling to the floor was Haberkamp as she made her cut. Easy steal for the Wildcats going the other way. Having to retreat after dribbling to the short corner is Hattie Gross. She kicks it out. Driving is Hardwick, kicking. Three ball on the way by Taryn Parker, the senior, and she got it. The lone senior on the roster knocks down the tray, and it's 6-3, the lead cut right now. Abraham gives it to the wide open for Thompson. She's fouled going up. The freshman was left all alone on the near side block. And foul picked up by Sydney Wapp. Reverse teams first. First free throw on the way from the freshman is good. I think it's 7-3. 3:57 left to go, opening quarter. Have a substitution after the second free throw if it's a make. And it is not. Off the left side, no good. Offensive rebound. Dieters now it's loose on the floor. And it's a jump ball. Dieters unable to fully come up with the possession. And now checking into the game for the Panthers is Tori Kuckelman, the junior, checking in for Jaden Wells, the senior. Three seniors on the Centralia roster. As mentioned, only one for Frankfurt. Inbound, possession arrow to Centralia. Nice pass by Haberkamp, but a poor shot from the score Thompson. And offensive foul going against Haberkamp on the rebound. I say that was a poor shot because when she shot it, the ball was way above her head. She didn't really have good control of that shot. She threw it off the top of the backboard. So a foul against Haberkamp for first teams first. A drive by Hardwick and a blocking foul against the Panthers once again. So this one is going to go against Tatum Kramer, the sophomore. Mentioned that the season's starting to wind down and get to the sub-state standings here in just a little bit. As the shot by Gross is no good from the middle of the paint. Rebound for Australia. Peters brings it up. The top of the key. Pass to the far side corner. Haberkamp goes middle. Long pass near side wing. Now back to Haberkamp. She'll fire a straightaway three. That one is good. Another three from Australia. That's all they've gotten so far. Oh, and a free throw. And it's 10-3. 3:08 left to go. Nice drive by Gross in the lane, and she scores. Needing to get her going. That is the first two-point basket of the game, period. And once again, comes lead in half, makes it 10-5. Cross court pass to Dieters. Hardwick wasn't looking. Finds the hands of Thompson. It almost looks like it should have been a jump ball. And she put it over her head. And possession was gained by Thompson, and she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Frank for basketball on the turnover. Checking in for the Panthers now is Isabella Haberkamp, the sophomore. Hardwick brings it up. This is the far side. This is to Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the 5'8 freshman in the game for the first time. She'll get it back. Now to Brother Parthamer, far side corner three, no good. Long rebound, loose ball on the floor, another jump ball, it'll stay with Frankfurt. So as of right now in the Onega sub-state, Trelia would be the fourth seed of the season end today. They're actually tied with Onega at 8-6. But a tiebreaker, according to Keisha, is for the Panthers, but they'd be playing each other. As for the Washington County sub-state, Frankfurt is listed as the 3 seed. That's a really tough sub-state. Here's a pull-up jumper. That one's short by Gross on the inbound, and an offensive rebound by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. There's Osborne at 13-1, Clifton and Clyde at 13-3, and then Frankfurt is a 3 seed as of right now. Back to the action. Gross thought about the step-back three, sent fires to the near side wing, and Dollinghouse almost lost out of bounds, but she hauls it in. Driving right side is Gross. She stopped, and she's hit on the arm by Dieters. That'll be her first personal foul in the 13th foul. .205 now left to go first quarter. 10-5, Centralia leading at Frankfurt. Pass the top of the key for Dollinghouse. Gives it to Gross. Comes off the screen, and she's pushed. And foul will be called. It was a pretty blatant push, as you heard the Frankfurt fans not happy about that because it was a pretty hard push, Peters. I think the Frankfurt crowd is wanting an intentional foul of some sort, but they're not going to get it. But that is going to be Peters' second personal foul, and that is big. So she will go ahead and come out of the game. No, she'll stay in the game, I beg your pardon. That's team foul number 4 as well. High post catch by Wapp, kick it out in the corner. And they'll continue to work their offense here. Long possession for the Wildcats. The driving baseline is Alexis Dellinghouse. Gross is going to fire a long three. That one's way off the mark. Ball tipped out of bounds. Should be Frankfurt ball, but they're going to give it to Centralia. That was last touched by the Panthers, but the official missed the call there. So it will be Dustin Thompson's team's ball here. 10-5, Centralia leads Frankfurt with 1:30 left to go. I had a good angle on that, so I can't say that definitively, that I did see that was last touched by Centralia. Nice spin move. Paper camp in the paint, and she scores. That was beautifully done by the senior. That makes it 12-5. Driving right side is Harwood kicking to the corner for Gross. Gross driving middle. Runs over a defender and a blocking foul is called. And that one is going to go against the Panthers' Isabel Haberkamp. Her first team's fifth. Two free throws coming for Gross. She has 2 points already. 107 left to go first quarter. First free throw on the way. That one is good. Good size crowd here from Frankfurt here tonight. Both sides. Sitting up here on the stage. Majority of the crowd on the opposite side. Jim is on the older side, so that noise really stays in and really rings around and can really rattle opposing teams. The second free throw is good as well. So Gross goes 2 for 2. She's got 4. Now 1 minute left, first quarter. Haberkamp gives it top of the key. This is to Haberkamp. Looks on. High post catch for Thompson. She'll hand it off to Haberkamp. Off the dribble. She's blocked by Hardwick. And it comes back out to Haberkamp with 45 seconds left in the quarter. Haberkamp drives and hands it off. Thompson drives baseline. Good defense. Sliding with her feet was Alexis Dellinghouse. Kick in. A long shoot. No good for Haberkamp. From the far side elbow from 16 feet and a rebound from Frankfurt with 30 seconds left. Gross gives it top of the key. Harvest in the fire of 3 with 25 seconds left. No good. Offensive rebound by Alexis Dellinghouse. Gets it to Gross. Ball deflected and a foul is going to be called against Centralia. I think that's going to be against Cora Thompson. And Coach Everett wanting an intentional foul. He's putting that signal up over his head. He's inbound. And off up top to Hardwick. Three ball on the near side wing. Ashland Dellinghouse, no good. Bounce off the rim 3 times. An offensive rescue. A defensive rebound by Nina Haberkamp of Centralia. She drives 5 seconds, stops 2 seconds, and shot is blocked from Katie Wells. And that's how the quarter is going to come to a close. 12-7, our score. Got a good one. Knew it was going to be a good one. We'll step aside for a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
Centralia with the lead and the ball out of the first quarter. Panthers lead 12-7 here in Frankfurt. Back underway. Past the top of the key for Jade Wells. Far side of Dieters. Now to Haberkamp. Steps in, steps back out, gives over dribble, thought about the three, now gives to Dieters. From the top of the key, crossover dribble to her left side, in the paint, runs over defender, and it's an offensive foul, and that is Dieters' third, of the game. And that was also team foul number 7 as well, so Dieters will come to the bench, and that is huge for Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. So back in the game is Tory Puckham in the junior. So Centralia will be without their leading scorer, who averages 16.5 points per game. Ipo Sketch Bros kicks it out near side of wing. This is Ebert. In the corner for Parthenberg. Back to Ebert. Dribbles middle. Ipo Sketch. And retreating is Gross. Parthenberg working from baseline to baseline. And Watt working the post. Pass in to Watt. Nice look. Shot up. And no good on the left side. Offensive rebound by Gross. She falls to the floor. Nothing is called. Shot is no good. Rebound Centralia. Thompson with the board. Haverkamp pushing. A 5-5 are the Panthers. Fun one here so far. Physical. As we expected with a number 7 Frankfurt team and a Centralia team that's been in and out of the rankings this season. And a little bump by Hattie Gross. As Haverkamp was driving baseline. So now the Frankfurt's leading scorer on the season picks up a foul, but that is just her first, and only the team's second. Here's Wells from the top of the key, just to the left of the top of the key. Now Kramer hangs on to it. Kramer in the paint, kicks it out, near side wing. Kuckelman lost it, but she's fouled. This one's going to go against Hardwick. No, correction, reach in on Ebert. Hardwick was defending. So that's going to be Ebert's first, team's third. 6:20 left to go, second quarter. No score in this quarter. In trouble is Kramer, and she's able to get it out of there to Thompson. Wells to the top of the key. Haverkamp driving, able to kick it out. To the top of the key, Kuckelman on the near side of wing for Haverkamp. Three ball after the pass. Shot up no good. Too strong by Jaden Wells. And a rebound by Sydney Watt. A left pass to Gross. Far side wing to the corner for Ebert. Now right back to Gross. Thought about the long three. Instead, dribbles towards the middle. Hardwick down near side corner for Parthenberg for three. That one is good. Aaron Parthenberg is now 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. She has 6. And 12-10. First points of the second quarter for either team. Here's a three off the dribble straight away. Good by Lena Haverkamp. What a response. And Haverkamp now with 8. Here now, Parthenberg's going to try one again. That one's no good off the heel, but an offensive rebound. And they're going to say a foul on the rebound against Frankfurt. So it's going to Centralia. And that one's going to go against Hattie Gross. So that's going to be her second foul. Two against Gross, the leading scorer for Frankfurt, and three against Owen Dieters, the leading scorer for Centralia. So Gross will come to the bench. 5:10 left to go in the second quarter. Over to the near side corner. Kramer in trouble, gives it to the near side wing to Wells. Driving, jumping, shot up no good by Core Thompson, and a rebound. Goes into the hands of Tana Stoll, the 5'6 junior, checking into the game for the first time. She just checked in for Gross. Parthenberg thought about another three. Driving middle and kicking. Ebert wants to drive. Now bounce pass to Watt from the far side block. Top of the key, three ball by Hardwick straight away. That one is good! You got a 3-point shooting contest here in Frankfort, Kansas. That's the third one of the game for Frankfort. And the 7th one we've seen drop in total. And now Haverkamp is blocked by Hardwick, goes out of bounds. And these balls are going to be, it's going to be Frankfurt ball. And Isabel Haverkamp will go ahead and check in, coming in for Cora Thompson. Hardwick brings it up, chance to tie or take the lead as Frankfurt trails 15-13, and three from Ebert, way off the mark. And unable to save it from going out of bounds was Stoll. Charlie gets it right back. I'm sure Coach Ebert not too happy with the shot selection there from her daughter. Excuse me, from his daughter. 4:15 now left to go. here in the second quarter. Dribble to the near side wing by Kramer. Pull-up jumper off the dribble. That one's no good. And save going out of bounds by Jaden Wells. Shot selection questionable from both teams here. Past few possessions. Near side elbow jumper. No good. 15-footer from Tim Kramer. A rebound hauled in by Sidney Watt, the 5'11 junior for Frankfurt. Near side corner for Stoll. She'll get it right back after giving it up briefly. Stoll will try the three. That one's no good up the right side. Offensive rebound by Ash Bellinghouse, but she couldn't save him from going out of bounds. That was a good look from Stoll, who lights out from beyond the arc. Back of the game for the Wildcats is Lexi Bellinghouse. Timeout's going to be called. It'll be a 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
15-13, Australia leading at Frankfurt. 3:41 left to go, second quarter. Game of the week. Here on KMZA, Panthers have the ball out of the break. Haberkamp gives it up to Kramer. One dribble, two dribbles, now gives up her dribble. She gives up to Cora Thompson, the freshman. Got the start here tonight. Kramer gives up her dribble. Now top of the key for Kuckelman. Drive baseline. It's stuck. I'll kick it out to Kuckelman. She'll put it on the floor. Bounce pass to Thompson. Thought about the long two. Now drives left. Stopped by Alexis Stonehouse. Now here's rather far side wing for Haberkamp. Pulls up 14. Put her no good. And Roth is fouled on the rebound. That'll be free throws for Sidney Wapp. As team foul number 8. Chance to tie this game right now as Isabel Haberkamp commits her second personal. First free throw from Wapp on the way. No good. 60% free throw shooter. Haberkamp driving. She'll kick it out. Far side wing. Kramer on the drive. That one stopped by a couple of defenders. Kick it out. Three ball on the way straight away off the backboard and through for Tori Kuckelman. That's their fifth three they've made here in the half. And it's 18-13. Hardwick gives it up to Sidney Wapp. Three ball on the way by Hardwick. The near side wing, and that one is good. Hardwick now with six. Right back to a two-point game. Back and forth we go. Haberkamp, stop, dumps it off. Haberkamp, bounce back, shot up by Kramer, good off the glass for the layup. Come back the other way, trying to keep it moving quickly. 20-16, Centralia. Hardwick's going to try another three. That one a little bit short. A rebound hauled in by Tatum Kramer. Now inside 2 minutes to go in this first half. Lena Haberkamp. Crossover dribble. Next spin move once again. Did that earlier. Comes it back. Kuckelman drives right side. Strips up and she's fouled. And one. Tori Kuckelman now with five on the past three possessions. And the lead has grown back to 20, rather a 6-point lead. Is that foul committed by Stole her first. Free throw is no good, however, so it stays a two-possession game rebound for Sidney Wapp. Hardwick brings it up into the corner. Stole thought about the three, now gives it to Hardwick. Right back to Stole. Now, again, she thought about it. Trillia is in their zone. Ashton Dollinghouse almost traveled. She looked like she might have dragged her back foot. She'll try a three now. That one's no good. Rebound by Wapp. Now she lost it on the floor, and Haberkamp has it. She can try to push. And she stops, so she'll kick it out. Now a drive, and shot up no good. The foul from behind. They're going to say an offensive foul, I believe. And it will be on a on a push-off against Tori Kuckelman. As she drove, she pushed off her defender, and she picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 9, but of course offensive fouls don't lead to free throws. 1:05 left to go, second quarter, 22-16, Centralia leading Frankfurt. In the corner, Ebert has a look, doesn't take it. Now Hardwick will try another three, that one's off the right side, no good. In the corner, can't save it for going out of bounds. It'll go to the Panthers with 55.2 seconds left. Got a halftime from an area game. Sabetha leading Royal Valley 28-22. You can watch that one if you'd like on our Sabetha channel, msesports.net. Back underway in this one. This is Lena Haverkamp. Top of the key, dribbling it out here. Ebert now bringing on some pressure. Forcing her to go to her left. It's bounced back on a back cut, shut up, and no good for Thompson, but she's fouled. It was Kuckelman who went back door, stuck a pass to her. It was a block pass to Thompson. And she was hacked by Breely Ebert. That is her second. Team foul number 6, but 2 free throws coming for the freshman. 1 of 2, her last time from the free throw line. First free throw on the way is no good off the right side. Trying to get this back to a 3-possession game with 33.9 seconds left. Kyra Bergman, the senior, checking in for the Panthers. So all 3 seniors have now seen game action here. Actually, she will come in on the next dead ball. She did not come in. Leads me to believe she'll come in for Thompson, the shooter. Second free throw is no good. Remains a 6-point game. Rebound by Ashton Dollinghouse. She'll bring it up herself with 30 seconds left. Into the corner. Ebert out of Hardwick. Ashton Dollinghouse fires a 3. That one's no good off the heel. And a rebound is going to be a pushing foul against Frankfurt. That will lead to some free throws for Centralia with 20.7 seconds left. And it will be Lena Haverkamp shooting, as that personal foul was committed by Taryn Parthamer in her first. A lot of fouls here in this first half. 16 of them total. 9 from Centralia, 7 from Frankfurt. Front end of the 1-1 is no good by Parthamer, from Haverkamp. Parthamer with the rebound. 17 seconds left. 2 possession game, 22-16. Centralia, 3 ball on the way. That one is good. Hammers it home. It's Karen Parthamer. That's her third of the half. She has 9. 5 seconds left now for Centralia. Haverkamp, top of the key, 2 seconds left. And just chucks one up. Got a hand on it with Hardwick. It's no good. It is a 3-point game going into the half. It's 22-19 in favor of Centralia. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Electric Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rent.
Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value, and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation invites you to our State of the Hospital Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, February 15th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Seneca Knights of Columbus. Lunch is provided. You will hear about our hospital expansion remodel project, our capital campaign, an update on our primary care providers, and some time for question and answers. To RSVP, please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
A basketball game is broken out here at this three-point shooting contest. Our score is 22-19 in favor of Centralia as they lead it at Frankfurt. Let's now get to our halftime stats. First for Frankfurt, leading the way in scoring with 9 is Taryn Parthamer, the senior, with 3 three-pointers. Emma Hardwick has a pair as well. She has 6. And Hattie Gross, their leading scorer, she has 4 with a 2-point basket and 2 free throws. And that is their only 2-point basket they have made all night long so far. For Centralia, 8 points for Lena Haverkamp with a pair of 3s. Also 6 points for Owen Dieters, who also has a pair of 3s, but she picked up 3 personal fouls in about 9.5 minutes of game time. Also 5 points for Tori Kuckelman, the junior, 2 points for Tatum Kramer, and a free throw for Cora Thompson. So it's been all about the three ball here so far. As mentioned, 5 for each team. Tara Parthamer had 3 of them. She was absolutely on fire. She attempted 5, and she knocked down 60% of her trays. Now, if you're head coach Dusty Thompson for Centralia or head coach Brian Ebert for Frankfurt, I don't know if you can really be relying on the three ball here in the second half. The things are going to kind of cool down a little bit, so if you start relying on that too much, it might come back to haunt you, because knocking down three balls all 4 quarters is nearly impossible at any level. So it should be interesting to see the offensive game plan for both teams going into this second half. Let's take a look now at the schedule for both teams here. First for Centralia, as mentioned, they started 5-1, but it started out with a loss at Nemaha Central. I was doing that game. It was just kind of a slow start. They were a little sluggish, but then they went on to win 5 games in a row with a home win against Care Perryville and Hiawatha, as well as Onega, then at Washington County and at Wetmore. They had a close loss at home to Lynn, and at that time they were ranked. They are no longer ranked. Then they lost down at the West, so these are quality losses from Centralia. Then they defeated Frankfurt in the final game of the TBL tournament. And then since then, I guess technically it wasn't the final game. The final game was against Valley Heights. They lost that one 42-24. Offense was not clicking. They weren't healthy. And then they lost 64-28 to Hanover, number one team in Class 182. Just incredible length and athleticism on the Hanover team. And Centralia was unable to keep up, plus not fully healthy. They then were able to get a win against Troy at full strength. So they're just starting to get used to playing at full strength again. Excuse me, after getting a win on Tuesday against the Trojans. For Frankfurt, they started their season 7-0. They went and won at the Wabunsee tournament. But before that, they started off their season opener against Pawnee City, a team out of Nebraska. They got blowout wins. They got blowout wins against Pawnee City, Manhattan Chief, Wabunsee, in Northern Heights was the championship game, and they followed that up with a 40-36 win at Valley Heights. That was a gutsy win from this Wildcats team. It was their first close win as well. And they have blowout wins over Blue Valley, and then a close win against Donovan West at home, and then a loss to Hanover. They lost by 19. And then a blowout win over Wetmore, the TBL tournament. Then, that was the game before the TBL tournament. Then in the TBL tournament, they went 1-2. They lost, as mentioned, to Washington County, who was the 10 seed, with Frankfurt being the 2 seed, because City was injured, was unable to go, and then as mentioned, they also lost to Centralia, minus City Walk, and then won against Lynn, 47-34, which is their first of a three-game winning streak, as they defeated Clifton Clyde, 38-32, in a fantastic win over the Eagles, and 71-37 over Blue Valley. So that is where they're sitting as of right now. So let's go and take a couple minutes for a break here on our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. I'll break down TBL standings here at 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
22-19, Centralia leading against Frankfurt at the half. Let's take a look at the TBL standings. Hanover is in first place at 9-0, 14-0 in the regular season. Donovan West a game and a half out of first. Second place at 7-1, 11-3 overall. Tied in third is Clifton Clyde and Frankfurt at 6-1, 13-3 is Clifton Clyde. Frankfurt is 11-3. And then also getting down to Centralia, they are currently in sixth at 4-3 in TBL play. They are four games back in first place and a full game out of first from fifth place at 8-6. Big game tonight in the TBL between Clifton Clyde and Donovan West, the second and third place teams in the TBL. As for Hanover, they do not have a league game tonight. They are at Republic County this evening, so they could lose or gain a half game depending on what Donovan West does here tonight. And Frankfurt trying to keep up with Donovan West and Clifton Clyde, which one of those teams will rather be tied with the amount of games lost or won tonight, or they will lose a half game, a full game, kind of depending on which team loses or wins here. A lot to unpack, a lot of nuance in the TBL. We're back underway. Frankfurt gets the ball out of the break. Ebert gives it to Hardwick. Bounce pass high post to Gross. Retreats, gives it to Hardwick. At the near side wing. Parsimer can't hold on to the ball. Goes right through her hands out of bounds. Turnover to Centralia. Mentioned Frankfurt. Season ended today. They will be the 3 seed in the Washington County sub-state with Clifton Clyde and Osborne just above them in the standings. And as for the Onega sub-state, Centralia will be the 4 seed. Pull jumper. Going off the dribble. Well done by Tatum Kramer. First basket of the second half. She now has 4. Near side corner. Block kicks it out. 3-ball from Parthamer. Good! Knocked down another one. And it's 24-22. They're letting her cook here. She has 12. 4 3-pointers for the senior, Taryn Parthamer. Here's Haverkamp. That's the far side wing. 3-ball from Jaden Wells. Starting to spawn. That one's too strong. tipped out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Panthers. Owen Dieter's back in the game with three personal fouls, picked it up with about a minute and a half into that second quarter. Dieter's the inbounder, lobs up to Lena Haverkamp, gives to Dieter's off the screen, thought about the three in the near side corner, sets a step back jumper, no good, 15-footer, and a rebound for Sidney Wapp of Frankfurt. Outlet pass up ahead to Gross. Far side wing, gives to Hardwick, now back to Gross. Right back to Hardwick, fires away the three straight away. That one's looking up the left side, and a rebound from Tatum Kramer. So push it up ahead to the middle, stops, gives to Lena Haverkamp. Stops, far side elbow, near side wing, head fake, Jaden Wells, hands off, Dieters, drives left side, shot over Wapp is no good, pitches foul, and should get a couple free throws. No one's going to go against Emma Hardwick. That is her first. Teague's first. First free throw for Dieters is too strong. Dieters a 63.6% free throw shooter. No one's on the way. That one is good. Shot a lot more confidently that time. Dieters now with seven. Made a couple of threes in the first quarter. 6:26 left to go. Third quarter. 25-22 Centralia. Far side corner, Parthamer, now is the wing for Ebert. Back to Parthamer. Always looking for that three. Hardwick has it. High post catch for Gross. Far side wing. Ebert, puts on the floor, drives middle, shut up, no good, but she's fouled. So Breely Ebert to the free throw line, looking for her first points of the day. And that one is going to go against Tatum Kramer. That is going to be her second. There are three players now for the Panthers with two or more fouls. First free throw on the way, and that one is good for the sophomore. And it's her first point of the evening. Second one's on the way. That one is good as well. One-point game. It's now 25-24. Timeout is called by Coach Ebert of Frankfurt. We'll take one as well. 30-second break here on 82.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
25-24. Centralia leading Frankfurt with 6:10 left to go. Third quarter. Jared Sluppy with you. Panthers have the ball out of the break. They're going the full distance. As bringing it up will be the sophomore, Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to the far side, coming off a screen to make the catch is Dieters. Nice closeout, but a nice dump off for Haverkamp. Can't make the shot as she set the screen for Dieters and slipped underneath. Should have been an easy layup, but instead come back the other way. Frankfurt a chance to take the lead. Hardwick, she's going to fire a three straight away. Gone! Emma Hardwick with her third three-pointer of the day. She has nine. It's 27-25 Frankfurt. Crossover dribble, spin move in the middle. Dieters kicked it out. Three ball now for Haverkamp. That one's no good. A little bit short. Long rebound. It goes out of bounds. He'll stay with Panthers as Gross and Kramer tried to track it down. So Ebert will come to the bench for a breather. Back in the game and in for the first time this half is Tana Stoll. Dieters dribbles to the near side. Gives it to Haverkamp from the wing. Dribbles middle. Jump stop. Pull up. 8-footer, no good. Left a little bit short. Rebound for Hattie Gross. She'll bring it up herself. Near side wing for Hardwick. Thought about the three. Then gives it back right to Gross. Hardwick drives baseline. Lob for Wapp too high. It's stolen away by Kramer. Centralia pushing. Kramer tries to go inside with a Euro. It's going to be a blocking foul. She gets inside of her defender. And that one is going to go against Parthamer, that is her second foul, team foul number two. Down to Wells, to Dieters, off a screen, makes a catch, and a shot. 15 feet is no good, but she's fouled. So on the mid-range jumper, it's Hardwick committing the personal, that's going to be her second. first half. It was Australia committing a lot of fouls early in the half. And this half, it looks like it's Frankfurt. As first free throw for Peters is no good. She's now 1-for-3 in free throws this half. Wells will come to the bench, and Tori Kuckelman will check back in for the first time this half. 4:58 left to go in the third. Second free throw, no good. She goes 0-for-2, and the rebound hauled in by Sydney Wapp at Frankfurt. So Wildcats holding on to a 27-25 lead. Three ball off the dribble is good. Addie Gross knocks down the tray for the Panthers. Her first three of the day. She has seven. It's 30-25. Frankfurt's largest lead. And the crowd, you hear the explosion after that one. Now whistle to travel is called against Tori Kuckelman. Mentioned we got a really nice crowd on hand. Also very favorable with the wind, rather the sound bouncing off the walls, making it a lot louder too. A chance for Frankfurt to go up three possessions if they get a two-point basket here. Gross gives it top of the key to Hardwick. What about the three? Pass the far side for Parthmer. She's going to try a three. It's good. Oh, my goodness. Karen Parthmer, her fifth of the day. Stay hot, young fella. It's now 33-25. Peters drives. Euro step jumper up and a blocking foul and one. I don't know about that one. That looked to me like it was a charge. It was a good try by Hardwick. Is that Gross? No, they're actually going to give it to Sydney Watt. Free throw on the way is good. Timeout is called. We'll take one as well. 33-28, our score. Frankfurt in front. 4:09 left to go, third quarter. You're listening to your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
33-28, our score. Frankfurt leading at home with 4:09 left to go in the third quarter. It's gotten really good. Frankfurt still has just 1 2-point make the entire game. They have the ball out of the break. Here's the handoff. This is to Parthmer. She'll hand it off to Isabel Haberkamp. She'll dump it back to Gross. She'll drive left. Pass Haberkamp. He's by defender. Fouled and one. And Maddie Gross continues her fantastic day. She has nine. It's now a three-possession lead for the Wildcats, her largest of the game. Free throw coming up for the 5'9 junior leading scorer on the season. Free throw is up and good, averaging 14 points per game. That's 10 now, and it's 36-28. Ashlyn Dollinghouse checks in for Isabel Haberkamp. Also, Cora Thompson is going to check in for Lena Haberkamp. A correction, no. She stays in the game. She was just talking to Coach Thompson. So Lena Haberkamp now with the ball, dribbles to her right, goes to the wing. And goes baseline, gets past the defender, pull-up jumper off the side of the backboard. No good, rebound by Sydney Wapp of Frankfurt. 3:34 left to go, third quarter. Held it pass up ahead to Ashton Dollinghouse, far side wing, cross-court pass to this side. Addie Gross hands off in the corner for Parthmer. Defended by Dieters, hands it off. Gross, one dribble, gives it to Hardwick. To go to the right, kick out to Parthmer. Near side corner, dribbles to the top of the key, hands off to Ashton Dollinghouse. Three ball off the catch from Hardwick, no good. Rebound by Dieters. Dieters head up, looking to push. Dribbles to the far side wing, spins to the outside, stops, gives up top. Haberkamp, uses her left hand, jumps up, and almost thrown away by Gross. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Panthers. 2:58 now left to go, third quarter. Isabel Haverkamp checking in for Cora Thompson. Near side wing catch. Nice head fake. Driving baseline is Tori Kuckelman. Bounce pass to Dieters. In the corner, Sheila looks to go baseline. Splits the defenders. Pull-up jumper off the pass from Dieters. Is way off the mark from Framer. Out of bounds. And it'll go to the Wildcats. Centralia is going to hit a wall offensively. Just 6 points here in this third quarter. No three-pointers. Driving right side. Kicking in the corner for Parthamer. Getting it back. Far side wing for Ashton Dollinghouse. Goes middle. Shot up. Good. Falling away. Ashton Dollinghouse off the bench. The 5'8 freshman with the third 2-point basket of the game. To make it 38-28. Dribble near side corner. About the three off the dribble for Haverkamp. So it gives up top. Far side wing. Kuckelman. Out of Kramer. Kramer wasn't expecting to pass. It goes to the backcourt. And it's an over and back. It'll go to the Wildcats. Jade Wells back in the game. She'll check in for Kramer. Parthamer to inbound. Gross looking to go inside. Can't find it. Some dribbles it to the top of the key. Near side of wing. Nice pass fake. And now she tries to get it to walk. Good defense. Knocking the ball out of bounds. For Centralia was Isabel Haverkamp, sophomore. It'll stay Frankfurt basketball with 1:53 left to go here in the third. Hardwick to inbound at the top of the key for Watt. Dribbles, hands it off to Gross. Linear side wing, in the paint, stop, floater, no good. Rebound by Lena Haverkamp. She'll push. The whistle on a carry is called against Lena Haverkamp. Dustin Thompson just shaking his head. Not happy with that call. Hardwick across half court. Meets Dieters in the middle of the floor. She'll hand it off, and Dieters almost getting the steal. Driving baseline, Hardwick, wraparound pass, and an offensive foul called against Emma Hardwick. Australia players being fired up after that one. They need something to happen here in a hurry as the game is trying to not let this game slip. That was team foul number 5. Personal foul number 3 for Hardwick. Still a 10-point game. Really needed to score right here. Dieters drives to her left. Puts outside the paint from the near side block. Goes underneath her defender. Shot no good. And a rebound by Sadie Watt. Not the greatest of shots from the Centralia leading scorer. 1:03 now left to go third quarter. Gross near side wing to Parthamer. Thought about the 3. Gross, stops the key, dribbles to Parthamer, hands it off to Ashton Dollinghouse. Goes middle, kicks, near side wing, Parthamer. She'll hand it back to Gross. She'll drive left. She retreats as Australia's health defense doing a good job there. Parthamer bounce pass, near side corner, Dollinghouse driving baseline. She's bumped. Good job by Jade Wells stepping over, enforcing the turnover as Dollinghouse lost it out of bounds. Wells probably should have taken a charge there because there was a lot of contact. But they didn't call the foul because it was straight on. But either way, Centralia gets the ball back with 40 seconds left in the third. Goes to the far side of wing. Kramer, in the short corner, is dead. And gets it up to Kuckelman. Top of the key. Lena Haverkamp gets the screen. Goes to her left. Step back. Thought about the 3. Then holds on to it. 23 seconds left. Past the far side of wing. Going to her left is Kuckelman. Lena Haverkamp off the dribble, 16-footer, no good, falling away, gets her on this, 13 seconds, underneath the basket, bounce pass off the foot of Wop, and out of bounds with 10.5. The defense from the Wildcats there is now Owen Deegers will check back in. She will inbound here. Down by 10. Lob pass up top to Kramer, now to Haverkamp. 7 seconds. Dieters, 3 off the screen. No good off the left side, off the backboard. 3 seconds. Long rebound for Everts. And that is how the quarter, he knows Parthamer. And that is how the quarter will come to a close. 38-28. A 19-point quarter. for Frankfurt. We're set aside for 60 seconds here in your game of the week on 92.1 KMCA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking! Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Final quarter. Here we go. 38-28 in favor of the Wildcats of Frankfurt. They're holding off the Centralia Panthers. Here's Peters with the ball out of the break. Top of the key now near side wing for Jaden Wells. Back to Peters from the top of the key. Goes to work. Driving. Middle of the lane, Haverkamp. And that one gets the roll to go. And Lena Haverkamp with the bucket. That's her first point since the first half. She has 10. And it's now 38-30. Barthamer's going to fire away at three. That one is good. That is her sixth of the game. She has 18. And it's 41-30, their largest lead of the game. Unbelievable night from the senior for Frankfurt. Peters, middle, in the paint, kicks it out. Haverkamp trying to respond. That one too strong off the heel. Rebound hauled down by Watt. She's been big on the boards tonight for Frankfurt. Here's Hardwick. She'll hand it off to Gross. Dribbles to the near side, crossover dribble back to the middle. Hand off, it's to Parthamer. Comes to the near side. Thought about going back door. Passes up to Hardwick, she falls over on the pass. He's up to Gross, top of the key, now back to Parthamer. Head fake. Dribbles, far side for Hardwick. Minute and a half already gone here in this fourth quarter. Parthamer thought about another one. Nice pass side to Wap. And a backdoor cut, pass thrown away by Lena Haverkamp. Trying to look for Gross. Couldn't find her. Lena Haverkamp drives baseline, gets to Dieters. She gets bumped, no call. And a double team kicks it out of there. Very physical. Going the other way, Thompson. Runs into block, fades away, shot up no good. Offensive rebound by Lena Haverkamp, off the backboard, no good. Second try by Haverkamp. That one is good, and the foul. Cannot stress how important that shot was for Lena Haverkamp. She now has four here in the fourth quarter. Lead cut back down to nine. Back to a three-possession game, chance to make it eight. Then making a free throw here. Everett will come to the bench. Free throw coming up here for Lena Haverkamp after the foul from Riley Everett. That is her first, team foul number six. That free throw is good. Ashley Dollinghouse checking in for Frankfurt. 41-33. 6:07 left to play. Hardwick spinning away from defender, hands off to Gross. Top of the key goes to her left, hands it off to Parthamer. From the far side wing, hand it back to Hardwick. High post catch for Wap, goes to work, spins into the middle, shut up, and that was no good. A rebound by Cora Thompson, the freshman for Centralia. Held the pass up ahead to Dieters, looking to push, thought about a step back, and now holding on to it, so hand it off to Lena Haverkamp. Goes middle. 4 points already here in this quarter for Lena Haverkamp. She gets it to Dieters. Defended by Gross, drives, hands it off. Lena Haverkamp fires away the three. That one is good! And Lena Haverkamp, now with 7 points for the quarter, she has 15, and Lena's all of a sudden right back down to five. With 5:31 left to go, Coach Everett calling a timeout for Frankfurt. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
5:31 left to go in the game. Frankfurt lead has been cut down to 5. It's 41-36. It's a 6-0 run for Centralia. Lead got up to as much as 11. It was 41-30. Wildcats with the ball out of the break. Handoff is to Gross. Top of the key. Her defender falls over. Pull-up jumper good. 12 feet out. It's Maddie Gross. Able to get away from her defender. She now has 12. Back to a three-possession game. Dieters dribbles middle. Gives out to Haverkamp. It stops. Now to Wells. Kramer was calling it. Good finder. Dieters thought about the long three. Said it. Gets it off a dribble for three. That was no good. Way off the mark. Rebound by Emma Hardwick. She'll bring it up slowly. Goes to the near side. And she'll hand it off to Parthamer. And now a reaching foul. It's going to be called in by Tatum Kramer. That is going to be her third. And that is only team foul number three. Here's the inbound. Parthamer gets to Gross. Near side corner, now back to Parthamer. 6 3-pointers on the day for Taryn Parthamer. Top of the key, here's Hardwick. She'll fire away the three, off the dribble, no good. And offensive rebound by Gross. Took away the Dieters and she lays it in. Strong hands, willing that one away from Owen Dieters, and she laid it in, 45-36. Back the other way, three ball is good. Right back by Tori Koppelman. She made one back in the first quarter. It's now 45-39, 4:12 left to go in the game. And after that three, Kuckelman with 8 points off the bench. On separate dribble, Gross to the near side wing. Here's Parthamer with it, trying to get her open after a spectacular night for the senior. Gross as well with a hot hand. She has it now to get back to Hardwick. You can also argue she has a hot hand. Goes middle, kicks to Ashton Doghouse. She's had a nice game as well now. A timeout called by head coach Brian Ebert of the Frankfurt High school girls basketball team. It's been a real fun one. About what we expected, right? Let's go ahead and step aside for just 30 seconds. You're in your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
45-39, Frankfurt with the lead and the ball. Here in the fourth quarter, 3:52 left to play. It's been a real fun one here tonight. Back and forth, a lot of big threes. And after the steal, Trellia brings up going the other way. Peters looking inside, past the top of the key. Kramer, past the corner. Berlina Haverkamp drives baseline. She's bumped. And that will be against Ashlyn Dollinghouse for first. And that will send them to the free throw line as well. Haverkamp. 15 points on the night. Had 8 in the first half and had 7 here in the fourth quarter. Granted, the 1-1 is no good. Long rebound all the way out to the three-point line is held in by Frankfurt's Taryn Parthamer. Hardwick brings it up. Coach Everett calls out the play. Gives it to Ashlyn Dollinghouse looking inside. Hypo sketch for Watt. Lob down low. Gross, nice leaving catch to make it underneath the basket. Gets it out of there. Watt gets it back top of the key. Holds onto it. Now dribbles backwards to the half-court circle with 3:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. 45-39 Frankfurt leading Centralia. That pass goes through the legs of Ashton Dollinghouse and out of bounds. So after the turnover, Ebert back in the game. Two will come in for Ashton Dollinghouse. Now 3 minutes left to go. Kramer brings it up. Dribbles to the far side elbow. Stop there. Cross-court pass to Kuckelman. Drives baseline. She stops the short corner. Lob pass for the wing. Haverkamp. fires. 15-footer, no good from the middle of the court. Out of bounds to Frankfurt. No press or anything like that just yet from Centralia. Harwood brings it up. She'll hand it off to Gross. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. To the far side wing for Hardwick. All right, back to Gross. Just beyond the gray volleyball line. All right, back to Hardwick. About 40 feet beyond the rim. She'll drive all the way into the lane. Shot too strong off the glass. And a rebound hauled in by Haverkamp, but she's fouled going the other way. That one's going to go against Emma Hardwick, and that is her fourth. Also, team foul number 8, so Haverkamp, more free throws coming up after missing the front end of the 1-1 for last time for the charity strike. Trying to eat into the 6-point deficit for the Panthers. Double free throws will be big right here. This one's up. And that one is no good. Rebound by Ebert. Missed opportunities for Centralia. Peters had 3 missed free throws as well in the third quarter. If all those are made, it'd be a 1-point lead for Centralia. So here's Hardwick near side wing, retreating from back beyond that gray line for the volleyball court. Now retreats to the middle of the circle at half court. Miss Gross with it, goes baseline, gets past the defender, bounce pass to Watt. She's bluffed, nothing called. Kicking to the corner, Parsons thought about the 3. Everett has it now, Hardwick. Trying to slow it up here. 1:46 left to go as Coach Everett calls out the play. Madsen looks there, deciding to hold on to it. Gross drives. Now short retreat to the corner. Back to Hardwick. From near the half-court line, gets bumped and fouled by Kramer. And Tatum Kramer picks up her 4. That's going to be team foul just number 4 for Centralia here in the half. And Lexi Dollinghouse will check in for Parsonburg. We'll get a breather here. 1:37 left to go. 45-39 still our score. Stack formation near half-court from the inbound for the Wildcats. We'll give it to Gross in the corner. Got it by Haverkamp. Fans wanted a foul. Not going to get it, though. Now 90 seconds left. It's reached the half court. Crossover dribble. Going to get past Haverkamp. Can't shake her. Hand off. This is to Ebert. Ebert gets bumped and fouled by Jaden Wells. That's just her first. Team foul number 5. With 1:23 left to go. Pretty good defense from Australia, not allowing any open lanes to the basket. They're just hoping for one little slip up and a turnover. They can make a 3 off a turnover. It's a 1-possession game once again. Now a foul is going to be a grab against Lena Haverkamp. And that will be her second, team foul number 6. The inbound goes to Brooks. 1:21 now left to go. Another stack formation. Everett, the inbounder, into Gross, far side corner. Put it by Haverkamp, and now she'll get grabbed onto by Haverkamp once again. That's going to be her third in team foul number 7, so that will send Gross to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Went 2-for-2 the free throw line in the first half, and she had an and-1 where she made her free throw in the third quarter. Bernard, the 1-1 on its way, and good. She's now 4-for-4. She has 15 points, second most on the team, only behind Taryn Parthamer, who has 6 trades. 1:15 left to go in this one. Second free throw, high arching. Good. 47-39. Big free throws from Hattie Gross, the leading scorer for Frankfurt. Peters drives right side, shot up off the glass, and good. Too easy. And the sophomore now has 12. And back to a 2-possession game and a timeout called by Coach Thompson. And step aside for 60 seconds. 47-41 Frankfurt, your 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer,
you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at onehbank.com.
KMZA.
Australia brings on the press out of the break, and now whistle, and Centralia, I think, had too many players on the court when Frankfurt tried to inbound. They had six players on the court, so is this going to be a technical foul? That's what Coach Everett is calling for. We'll see if they actually give it. So it's 47-41, Frankfurt leading Centralia, 1:04 left to go. There were six players on the court when the official handed the ball off to Breeley Ebert. And it is going to be a technical foul against Australia. What a mistake for the Panthers. Wow. Or Steve's going to be shooting the free throws. I think he had any gross. And understandably so, she is 5 from 5 on the night. Trying to make this a three-possession game once again. 1:04 left. First free throw is up and good. Gino has 17 points on the game. Tie the team lead right here. On its way and good. Stays perfect. 7 for 7 from the free throw line. It's 49-41 with 1:04 to play. And Frankfurt gets the ball. We'll get it at half court on the far side. They're in box formation in the paint. And coming out to get it is Emma Hardwick. It's past Peters and going to foul. Now she will commit the personal foul. So Peters picks up her fourth personal. She picked up three fouls in the span of about the first 9.5 minutes of game time. And with 59.9 seconds left, finally picks up her fourth foul. That's going to be team foul number 9. So more 1-on-1 free throws coming up. This will be Emma Hardwick to the free throw line. Front end is no good. Tipped by Wobb and loose, but picked up by Aberkamp. Going the other way. I mean, Aberkamp had a poke from behind. And it's going to be a pushing foul as Ebert came from behind. She was going to tip it, and they're going to get her with personal. Couldn't slow herself down as she tried to track down Lee and Aberkamp. That will send the Panthers to the free throw line. That's team foul number 9 and the fourth personal foul against Greeley Ebert. Thompson and Isabel Haberkamp coming in for Wells and Dieters. With 54.2 seconds left. Chance to make it a two-possession game once again if she can make both. They have struggled from the free throw line, though, and she misses another one. And now a foul going the other way. So multiple opportunities for the Panthers to make free throws. Mentioned that there were three missed in the early portion of the third quarter by Dieters, and now three missed on the front end of 1-on-1s for Lena Haberkamp. That's 9 points right there left on the board. So after the foul committed by Cora Thompson, two free throws coming up for Sydney Wapp after the rebound. First one is on the way and good. Sydney Wapp, big time to make her first point. Australia has been shutting her down in terms of her offense, but she has been very good on the boards. There's one more free throw coming up here. Second free throw is up. That one is good. 52.2 seconds left. It's 51-41. Frankfurt. Peters goes to her right. Gets a screen. Stop. Kick it out. Wells for three. That one's no good. Long rebound. Hauled in by Sydney Watt. She gets pushed. And she will be fouled. And she'll get more free throws coming up. Wildcats are in the double bonus. With 38.6 seconds left. Looking like Frankfurt will extend their winning streak to 4 games. And they will get to tie for second place in the league with Donovan West. Donovan West playing Clifton Clyde right now. If Donovan West can win that game, they will be still in second place, though. Their full game back is Hanover, who has a night off from the TVLs there at Republic County. Two free throws coming up for the junior forward, Sydney Wop, and that one is good. Make the largest lead of the game right here, and she does. Largest lead of the game is 53-41, 35 seconds left. Frankfurt out in front. Australia kind of in desperation mode right now. Not able to get a shot off. Frankfurt, great defense here. Three ball off the dribble by Alina Haverkamp. Short. Offensive rebound. Putback is up. No good by Kramer. Oh, down and out. Rebound by Locke. And it's ripped away by Thompson. Loose now. And trying to call a timeout. The official said timeout. Then he said jump ball. Which was it? They're going to give Frankfurt the timeout here. 15.4 seconds left. It'll be a full timeout. So let's step aside for 60 seconds. It's 53-41 Frankfurt. 15.4 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Here at 92.1 KMCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
During the timeout, Australia head coach Dustin Thompson picked up a technical foul. Patty Gross goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. It's now 54-41. It's a 7-0 run for the Wildcats. It was 47-41 when that first technical foul happened. Frankfurt gets the ball back once again as well. With 14 seconds left, they're going to go ahead and foul Hardwick despite being down by 13 points with 13 seconds left. That foul goes against Huckleman as this game is over. Just trying to figure out what the final score will be. Boys game coming up next. First free throw on its way. And good. Emma Hardwick. Tonight she's having as well. The point guard now with 10 points. Don't let her day go under the radar. She's been fantastic as that second free throw was no good. Australia boys number 6 in the state. I step off pass, shot up off the glass. It's no good, though, for Fort Thompson. A rebound for Gross with a second left, and that's going to lose the game. 55-41 in favor of the Wildcats. Big win for Frankfurt. It's now set aside for our post-game show. We'll be back in just a bit here on 92.1 at KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value.
value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
The Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation invites you to our State of the Hospital Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, February 15th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Seneca Knights of Columbus. Lunch is provided. You will hear about our hospital expansion remodel project, our capital campaign, an update on our primary care providers, and some time for question and answers. To RSVP, please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Final score in the girls' game, 55-41. Frankfurt, the number 7 team in the state, getting the win over the Centralia Panthers. Let's get to our final stats. Starting with Centralia, leading the way in scoring was Lena Haverkamp. She took over in the fourth quarter, kept the team in the game for the longest time, including 7 fourth quarter points. She had 15 on the game, 8 in the first half. Also 12 points for Owen Dieters. Also 8 points for Tori Huckleman off the bench, 4 for Tatum Kramer, and a free throw for Cora Thompson. And as for Frankfurt, 19 points for Addie Gross, with 15 coming in the second half. For that reason, she's our player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. And she knocked down 5 free throws at the end of the game. And she was 8 for 9 from the free throw line, including making 3 of 4 technical foul free throws at the end. Hang on for the win. Also 18 points for Taryn Parthamer, all of which coming on three-pointers. She had 3 in the first half. She had 2 in the second quarter and 1 in the fourth quarter. 10 points as well for Emma Hardwick. She also had 3 threes. 4 points for Sydney Watts. She had 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. And 2 points apiece for Ashley Dollinghouse and Rizzi Ebert. So it was a 9-0 run in the final minutes of the game, starting with a technical foul from Australia, where they had 6 players on the court. Score was 47-41, and the game finishes 55-41. So that technical foul being possibly the deciding factor of this game among many others, of course. So that's going to do it for our first game of the night. Be sure to stay tuned because we have the boys' game coming up. Tip-off is in about 12 and a half minutes, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.